like show business. I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time. Hope? The movie we're doing today, The Act of Killing, I'm not even sure is going to be in the theaters when this broadcasts.
I know you're right. It's only showing at the Gateway. I hope that it does enough business to stick around because it's like no other film. It just needs to be seen.
It's a documentary the likes of which I have never seen.
No.
The strange thing is, it's not bloody at all.
No, you know what? It's just the most surreal adventure. I mean, you watch the whole thing and think, what am I watching?
Basically, we have the massacre of communists back in 65, 66, mm-hmm. I think, in Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
The directors here, Josh Oppenheimer and two others, apparently, have pulled together a documentary showing two of the most notable murderers, heads of the squads, that murdered the over million communists.
The concept is crazy to entice these people to tell their stories just to say you can make your own movie and reenact these atrocities. The gangsters are so enamored with Hollywood films that they make a gangster movie, they make a big musical number. If it weren't for the fact that the story it's telling is so horrifying, it's almost
sure.
comical, that surreal quality.
Yeah. Now, these two guys, one of them, Anwar,
mm-hmm.
who has a little bit of a Nelson Mandela look to him.
He does.
Smooth. One critic said he was dressed like a 1970s pimp.
Right, yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
but he's relaying how they murdered, mm-hmm. most notably with a wire.
He's the most fascinating person in the film because he's the only person who seems eventually to just begin to see, maybe I did something wrong here. And that, you know, I think that's one of the things that makes a film just so hard to take in. It's like a nation run by man-children.
Sure.
And the depictions, there's one in particular of a village looted and set on fire, and they have all of these women and children who are helping them reenact, and the children are so upset by the end of the filming, just
yes.
weeping uncontrollably
yes.
and cannot stop. And at first, all of the men who had participated in the 60s in this event, they were like clapping, and then eventually you can hear them say, okay, stop crying now, you're embarrassing me.
Yes, yes.
Just the acceptance of the savagery is just always like nothing I've ever seen in my life.
And it's a great example because these two guys, particularly Anwar Kongo, are rock stars.
Yeah.
They are doing this in front of the cameras because they believe they will never be brought to trial by any international court. Film noir 40s and 50s from America, they take it and they go back and they kill some people like the gangsters did in the movies that they saw. So it's
right.
a great comment upon the effect of movies. Then besides that, as you were indicating, there's absolutely no remorse. Wait to the ending to see what happens to Anwar
right.
after all this, because you are going to be in disbelief. You would say to yourself, no human being could possibly go through that and not be conscience stricken.
Right.
The thrill of this documentary, because what I demand in documentaries is honesty and no manipulation.
The film was produced by both Errol Morris and Werner Herzog,
right.
who are among the greatest documentarians, you know,
yes.
in cinema. It's not simply the gangsters that they call them, which means free men. It's the entire culture that is exposed to the film, anyway, of the nation, which they're on a TV show, and everybody is still applauding the murder of a million human beings. They show some government officials, some paramilitary, and everybody embraces the concept of the gangster.
And the people revere them.
Right.
And they are afraid of them. They are still carrying power
mm-hmm.
that they had when they could kill at will. Michael Moore always perplexes me because
sure.
he intrudes on his mm-hmm. material all the time.
Sure.
There's
right.
some place in there where you can feel the director may be there. They have done an admirable job of standing back. But hey, when you have goons like that, you just set your camera up and you start it to roll and you have a real documentary.
It's true. You just can't imagine seeing anything else like this ever again.
So, Hope, I'm going to warn our audience, if you have a strong sense of justice, perhaps you shouldn't see this documentary called The Act of Killing, because you are not, until the end, going to have any sense that justice can be meted out in Indonesia. I'm going to give it an A-.
Wow. I cannot remember the last time I was as impressed by a documentary as I was with this film. I'm going to give it an A.
Excellent. All right. For our cinephiles in the audience and for people who are curious, this is one to see if
Absolutely.
It's still here. And if not, get it somewhere,
Absolutely.
Because if you care at all about documentaries, this is the one to see.
Exactly. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.